Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing. Brian, we did manage to see the grains, mostly lower all day, kind of a risk-off type trade. Looks like Minneapolis wheat's going to come back toward unchanged here at the end of the day.
You know, it is, and the other grains, too, off their lows, but we're still going to close with some red ink, Randy. And you look at the corn market, slow export demand and good weather for harvest. 45% of that crop is now complete. You got pressure in the crude oil today. A lot of talk about transportation issues on the Mississippi, with that river being down to the lowest level since 1954. So, you know, that's adding some weakness. You look at the soybeans, too, a good export demand last week, but harvest pressure is coming into play with 63% of that crop in the bin. Brazil's planting and estimates of more land being planted to soybeans and a larger crop there, adding some weakness, and the September crush numbers were well below estimates. And as far as the wheat complex goes, the grain deal between Russia and the Ukraine continues to be talked about, and will it be extended or not? Big crop in Russia. 69% of the winter wheat is planted, but dry conditions remain in the south, and that's maybe providing some underlying support.
Well, all these grains, too, you would think we had, at some point here, would find a little bit of footing.
You know, you would, and we've certainly had a softer tone here over the past week, 2 weeks, and we've got some harvest activity going on. Weather's good throughout the country for harvest, and looking at the export side of things, the dollar's been strong, and beans had some sales last week, but pretty slow on the corn and the wheat side of the balance sheet.
Right. Livestock side of things, what went on there?
You know, a pretty good day across the board there. You look at that hog market, and that's been on a tear. I think we've closed up 9 sessions in a row, and we've taken out the previous high every day. So that market has certainly moved higher, and I think close to $10 here now just in 2 weeks after making contract lows 2 weeks ago today. Better exports over the past month. The futures are at a discount to the cash, and the cutout market's firm. A decent day in the live cattle as well. With the recent strength the last couple of days anyway, and with the stock market, we've had a stronger cash market the past couple of weeks. We finally got the futures to move above the 40-day moving average, and that provides some additional support. And we're looking ahead to the cattle on feed report Friday. We'll hear more about that here later in the week. Feeders sharply higher today. Again, the Oklahoma cash started out $1 to $3 higher. Pressure in the corn and the firm tone in the live cattle offering support there as well.
Are we expecting a friendly cattle on feed?
They're talking about the placements possibly being a little lower. So we've seen that placement number come in higher than expected here for some time. One thing that comes into play is the possibility of the lack of those winter wheat pastures for these calves to be grazing on. So we'll certainly look at those numbers this week, and if they can't run on grass, the winter wheat pastures, they probably get pushed into the feedlot maybe a little earlier than expected.
Brian Strumman at Progressive Ag Marketing.